Will Kevin McCarthy be the next House Speaker? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Most Republicans support him as the GOP takes control. Kevin Comer tells Fox.
I think Kevin deserves the job, and it's unfortunate that he's being blamed for the sins of past speakers.
But a handful of other GOP House members will vote no tomorrow, and Congressman Bob Good says they'll never support McCarthy.
It's worth it to fight for a few hours or even a few days to get the best possible person for Speaker instead of just surrendering to the status quo, surrendering to the establishment.
McCarthy needs a yes vote from 218 out of the 222 House Republicans to win. If not, they'll keep voting to elect him or somebody else. Until then, nothing can happen in the House. New members can't even be sworn in, and Republicans wanted to hit the ground running.
The first bill teed up in the House tomorrow afternoon would scrap funding for the IRS to hire 87,000 new agents. That funding was included in the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act passed last year without any Republican support. By week's end, House Republicans also plan to approve legislation making abortion funding bans permanent and setting up a select committee on China.
Fox's Jared Halpert, a counterattack in Ukraine, responding to the recent Russian barrage knocking out power and water service, a Ukraine strike that killed Russian troops.
Russia says the number is 63, but Ukraine says it could be as many as 400 killed or injured. Russia's defense ministry says Ukraine used the U.S.-provided HIMARS rocket system in this strike. They hit a facility where Russian soldiers were staying in Makiivka. That's in the Donetsk province, one of four regions that Russia claims to have annexed.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. Thousands of mourners are paying final respects to the Vatican, to Pope Emeritus Benedict.
We are one world. We show solidarity with all.
Benedict died at age 95. He'll lie in state his body until Thursday's funeral. Pope Francis will preside over that. Pele's funeral will also be Thursday. The soccer legend's body was carried today into a soccer stadium in Brazil for a wake. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Brian Koberger is expected in court tomorrow. He's the criminal justice student at Washington State University accused in the November quadruple murder of four University of Idaho students.
Police arrested Koberger early Friday morning at his parents' house in eastern Pennsylvania. According to the Daily Mail, investigators had been tracking him for 4 days and finally saw him in his white Elantra. Now, back on December 7th, police said they were looking for a Hyundai Elantra, and one was picked up on surveillance video at a nearby business.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. Also tomorrow, a first in Missouri. An openly transgender woman has a date with the executioner. Unless Republican Governor Mike Parsons spares her, granting clemency, Amber McLaughlin will get a lethal injection for murdering a former girlfriend in 2003. McLaughlin started transitioning while on death row 3 years ago. There is flooding in Northern California and the risk for more of it.
We noticed the water started to pool on the street, and probably within 20 minutes or so, it was coming in the front.
He is in Oakland. A community south of Sacramento was told to evacuate when two river levees were breached. Some people needed to be rescued from submerged cars. One person found dead in one vehicle underwater. Now, some areas out west got heavy snow, moving into Nevada as well, where actor Jeremy Renner was seriously hurt.
His spokesperson telling Deadline that the Hawkeye star is in critical but stable condition, with injuries suffered after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing snow, adding that he is receiving excellent care. The two-time Oscar nominee reportedly has a home near Mount Rose Ski Tahoe.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. There are four college football bowl games today, wrapping up with the Rose Rose Bowl tonight, Penn State versus Utah. On Monday Night Football in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills play the Cincinnati Bengals, and they'll play hockey outside today at Boston's Fenway Park, the NHL Winter Classic, the Bruins against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.